Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip. It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So did you see the little skit from Cher and Jimmy Fallon dressed as turkeys? They were the, as he put it, the Turkettes, performing a medley of Cher's greatest hits in the language of turkeys to celebrate Thanksgiving. Take a listen. All right, I'm going to tell you right now, if you think Cher is above this, clearly you've never seen Sonny and Cher, because they used to do some of the most ridiculous things on that show back in the 70s. All right. So Keira Knightley also once demonstrated on the Graham Norton show that she can play music on her teeth. And on a new episode, she was back as a guest on a panel that included Cher. And so Keira Knightley happily showed Cher, believe, on her teeth.
Okay, what are we getting, though? What are we getting?
Believe.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Hello.
Stupid.
Yeah, okay.
She's hitting the notes.
I did it! Yeah, she did. The pop icon seemed impressed. Haley Steinfeld and Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen are engaged. If you don't know Haley, you would know her face if you've seen any of the Pitch Perfect movies, or at least two and beyond. Moana 2 had the biggest five-day opening of all time with $221 million. Dwayne The Rock Johnson confirmed that he is actually wearing a muscle-enlarging bodysuit for his role as Maui in the live-action remake of Moana.
Wow, couldn't tell at all.
That was Joel Harlow, who's an Academy Award winning makeup artist and designer.
Wow.
And that is a couple of hours every day of transforming, putting that on. And because, you know, we shot outside, and when those pictures surfaced, I was like, we got caught. We
were people actually thought that he was bulking up for the role. No, it's all fake. I mean, like, most of it, some of it is fake. A lot of it is him, and then they have a suit on top. Anyway, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner spent Thanksgiving Day together. They do have children, y'all. First, they helped feed the needy with their kids in L.A., and then Ben went to Jennifer's house for Thanksgiving dinner. Barry Keoghan is rumored to be portraying Ringo Starr in the upcoming Beatles biopic directed by Sam Mendes, and Starr seemingly confirmed the news himself in a new interview.
Well, I think it's great, and I believe he's somewhere taking drum lessons.
Oh, really?
And I hope not too many.
Ringo likes to do that self-deprecating humor. Eddie Murphy's son, Eric, and Martin Lawrence's daughter, Jasmine, got engaged last week. They've been dating since July of 2021. More of that celebrity pairings. Interesting. Dolph Lundgren announced on Instagram that he is cancer-free after battling the illness since 2015 and facing a grim prognosis in 2022. They said he only had like 2 years to live. His tumors shrank significantly with treatment, leading to the removal of the last tumor.
Yeah, it's been a rough ride, and really taught me how to live in the moment and enjoy every moment of life. I mean, it's the only way to go. All right, they come and get me. See ya.
Yeah, that was right before his surgery. Dolph Lundgren. Who knew he had a British accent? I thought he talked like Ivan Drago. Snoop Dogg dropped a new track called Another Part of Me featuring Sting. It also reimagines the Police track Message in a Bottle. And a dirt alert. Although it's not that much dirt. But it is interesting. Miley Cyrus discussed her controversial 2009 Teen Choice Awards performance with her sister Brandy, saying that the concept of her pole dance on top of that ice cream cart was all her mom's idea.
That was my mom's idea. Ding, ding, ding. So she always lets me take the blame. When I got in trouble the next day, you know who was nowhere to be found? Tish Cyrus. But the thing that I remember most about that performance was it was the first time I ever wore real diamond jewelry on stage.
Wow.
So you guys remember a little old ice cream truck? I remember the diamonds.
Aww, that's sweet. Not much of a dirt alert, but it is kind of funny. Leaving the blame on someone else, Tish Cyrus. Anyway, that's it. That is the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. And I would be remiss without saying you're welcome.